Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of COVID 19. Let's go with that because it's still out here. Still getting notifications about people testing positive all over the place. Schools, work.
I did get a notification of an article that was like, yeah, we're going to get COVID forever. By the way, it is mutating like hotcakes. It is changing. And if you got COVID like early on, there is a high chance you will get reinfected with COVID. Like, you know, at the beginning, there was this like, oh, if you got COVID, you're one and done, you did it. But now it's very much like, yeah, after like 60 days, there's a high probability you will get COVID again. Like, not every 60 days, but you are very susceptible to getting another case of COVID because it's mutating so fast.
Man, I know people who got it like twice within 3 months of each other. Like, yeah. It's no joke. The cases are rising still out here. Big change is that people think I seem crazy when I'm wearing a mask.
Yes.
Instead of before when they were like, yeah, no, that's what we all do. Anyways, I am Jack, and that is super producer Becca Ramos.
Hello, hello.
What's up? You are on a tear, and thank you so much for your service in helping us through this week of trends. Shall we tell the people what's trending?
Yes, let's.
Super Nintendo World. That is the theme park version of Nintendo. Something that I thought I invented in my brain when I was like 12. I was like, how is this not a thing?
Isn't it a thing in Japan?
Yeah, like, yeah, they've had it for a while. But the first Super Nintendo World theme park in the U.S. will open at Universal Studios in Hollywood in 2023 with themed merch. I guess the themed merch is coming before the land debuts. Their first ride will be Bowser's Castle, which is a Mario Kart ride.
Yes.
Which is the ride that I had in mind when I first like had the idea for this. It was that, and then being able to like jump around in a Nick Arcade style land like you are Mario, but on bungee cords. And realized like quickly that I had no idea how anyone would accomplish a world where you could jump around like Mario, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. Those wizards over at Universal Studios. I feel like they haven't had a new thing in a while.
They haven't. And to say the least, I'm very excited. I am a theme park girly. I do love a good theme park. My family is a Disney family. They used to go every year.
World or land?
Both, but world specifically.
Yeah, world is better.
Yeah, my parents grew up in California, so they were big Disneyland heads. But then when we had a family, you know, Disney World was like our only vacation. And then we would also take a day to go to Universal because my brother's a big Harry Potter fan. So I'm excited because I don't like video games, but I love the Mario universe. The only video games I play are Super Nintendo, Mario, and or Animal Crossing. So this is up my alley. I'm very excited to go. I think it'll be so fun.
Animal Crossing proprietary Nintendo? Like, wasn't that a Nintendo? So yes, there will probably be an Animal Crossing section of the park.
I guess you're right. I guess when they... Maybe a water park? Because I guess the picture I'm seeing is, you know, only Mario. So I was like, oh, it's going to be just the Mario universe. But you're right. There might be Animal Crossing features up all in there.
Yeah. What would that ride be, Becca?
They just force you to do labor.
Yeah,
they just,
like you're in here and it is in real time. And so you have to plant these plants. Yeah, maybe that would be like a good themed hotel or something.
That would be a good themed hotel because it could be just like any of the weird features that you can get in like Nook's, Tim Nook's housing, you know, specialties. All the weird products you can buy that are special Tim Nook.
Yes. Yeah. And Tim Nook, of course, is the CEO of Apple, who is the main character of Animal Crossing.
A raccoon.
Right. Is it Tom Nook? I think it might be.
Oh,
Tom
my God.
Nook.
It's Tom Nook, not Tim Nook. No,
I think I was. I might not have been, but I think I was being an asshole.
But I was confusing Tim Cook. Is it Tim Cook? Right?
Tim Cook
for Apple?
Is Tim
and
Apple?
Tom Nook. I feel like that was a fair mishap.
Yeah. Close
the names.
Enough.
Very similar.
I don't care to know either of their names because I never played Animal Crossing. All right. Elon Musk is trending for a couple reasons. You know, rubbing our face in the fact that he is our God Emperor. He has announced that he has a super bad feeling about the economy. And because of that bad feeling he has, he is going to cut 10% of salaried staff at Tesla. Either he ate something that didn't agree with him or it's this dang economy. Either way, he's going to fire 10% of his staff and pause all hiring worldwide. This does seem like something we're seeing from the gods of finance and Wall Street, where they're like, we might be headed for a recession, y'all. And we are seeing, as we talk about on Monday's episode, like C-suite employees at fuel companies like selling off record amounts of stock because they have just robbed us blind by raising their prices and like quadrupling money. So it's just, they're all like, yeah, no, the jig is going to be up here eventually. Like people are going to realize we're just taking their money because we can, right? Anyways, Elon Musk, a real piece of shit.
Yeah, especially after, you know, he just announced the 40-hour mandatory work week, which I have literally never, like since the pandemic, have not heard one company make their staff come back full-time 40 hours a week in office. So yeah. I also wonder if it's a reaction to like his staff being like, we are not fucking with this. Yeah. He's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna cut a lot of people. Like, make you scared.
Yeah, I mean, the CEO mindset in the US, and I'm sure it gets like even more rigid when like the higher up you go, is that like everybody who they give jobs to is like owes them their life, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'd like to see you get another job. Like, you know, that sort of Atlas Shrugged bullshit. Not the like they owe their employees for like making them all their money, but the opposite. I mean, you heard it with Trump when he was like, people were like, "What have you ever like done anything kind to other human beings?" And he was like, "I create." So many jobs. I give people healthcare who work for me. I was like, what? No, that's like,
It's like basic human rights. In exchange for somebody.
The alternative to that is slavery.
Yeah.
What you're describing is running a business that you inherited, asshole. Those are a couple of things that are trending. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Another one of my faves, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, is in the headlines for, I mean, her name isn't in the headlines so much as the new phrase. I mean, it's not new, but she's trying to get it moving. Christian nationalism is trending. So she's saying openly, which this is just like white nationalism, like, but more specific. She's saying like, that's the solution to all of Americans' problems. Like, we won't have school shootings, crime, sexual immorality, if we just have like a Christian government that mandates Christian morality around the country.
Yeah, I mean, we watched the clip before, you know, we started recording.
Yeah, let's play. Should we play?
Yeah, let's play it. Is
that, Brian, can we play that? Can we run that clip?
You see, nationalism is a good thing. It's where all Americans should be. We should be wanting America first. We should be wanting our tax dollars, our focus, our legislation, our bills, and our leadership focused on our nation. We should be proud of nationalism, and we should be proud of an America first nationalism. And then lastly, we should be most proud of Christianity. So if Christian nationalism is something to be scared of, they're lying to you. And they're lying to you on purpose because that is exactly the temperature change that is happening in America today, and they can't control it. They can't control it, and that's what terrifies them the most.
So, yeah, I mean, she basically says that this will make it so that Jamaica is like, they can grow up to be good moms and dads. And I'm assuming it also is like, no more school shootings because nobody will go to school.
Literally,
they will
all be homeschooled.
Yeah, they will all be homeschooled, as super producer Brian pointed out.
What confused me about the clip was it was saying, much like she always does, a lot of nothing. You know, it was just like, yeah, Christian nationalism is the way, and that will stop the shootings because everybody will be of moral standard. And it's like, what about Christian nationalism is going to make people more moral? I don't know. Like, what about Christian nationalism? What are the like objective like points into executing Christian nationalism? And not that I want that, but it's just like, it's a lot of talk of like a theory, I guess, versus like an actionable to-do list of what does this viewpoint stem into actual items to fix sexual immorality, school shootings, crime, whatever. And then also from the other side of it, as someone who came from a very Christian nationalist area, aka Texas, aka Baylor University, nothing more did I see was sex crimes in those areas.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Ow.
The darkest things I've ever, like, darkest places I've ever been are like any place where there's like mandated official Christian morality. Like,
yeah.
I've talked plenty of times about like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, where it was like a pickup game that I used to go to when I was in
FCA,
middle school.
I remember my school had FCA.
Yeah. And then, but then you had to basically go after you played in the game, you had to go listen to somebody give a speech. It was like an AA meeting for like Baptist Christianity.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I mean, I was never in FCA, but I did know that like that was a thing.
But it was like real dark shit. Like I still am like shaken by some of the shit that I heard people quote testify about. Well, the good news is though, like we have noticed that none of these shooters are Christians who grew up in Christian households. So yeah, she's onto something there. It's all just, it's madness. It's just a way for her to say we want fascist white supremacy without explicitly saying that. But she can do a hell of a pull-up. A pull-up unlike I've seen any other human body do. Pizza Hut, people are like mad at Pizza Hut because, I don't know, they're like saying it's woke or something. Too woke, Pizza Hut. Let's just talk about, there's a trend I've noticed of a couple of people pointing out like things that our brains had wrong because of they always happen in movies, even though they don't happen in reality. There's someone named Ryan North, supervillain consultant, who said, sounds which always exist in movies, but not IRL. When lights turn off in a stadium, the big ka-chunk effect.
Yeah.
That I've heard that happen, though. Like, when you turn lights off in a stadium, there is a loud, like, powering down.
Yeah, because they're so big.
Yeah, and you're also in a closed environment. So I think that one might actually be real. When power goes off in a city and there's powering down sound as you watch various chunks of the city go dark one by one, I think that one is good. Obviously getting punched. He described it as a wet smack, and it doesn't sound like that. MC Frontalot tweeted, brief microphone feedback caused by the nervousness of the person about to speak, which I thought was... yeah.
Screech.
Yeah. The sound of a silenced gun being like, pew, pew, pew. And real silenced guns sound like gunshots, just slightly less loud, but like, there's just like, less deafening gunshots is what a silenced gun sounds like. That is wholly invented by movies.
I love these image comparisons we have.
The second, like, the reason I spotted this as a trend is because there's another really good one where somebody pointed out like how shows portrayed bullies growing up versus bullies in real life, and the bullies from TV shows have a black leather jacket and a red mohawk.
They're emo kids.
Yeah, emo kids.
Not true. As someone who was an emo kid, the emo kids don't bother anybody because we're so afraid.
Yeah. And then the bullies in real life are blonde Abercrombie wearing dudes. Yeah.
And I can attest to that.
Yes, absolutely. This reminded me of an article that the great David Bell wrote back when we were both at Cracked, where he pointed out like a lot of countries, a lot of parts of the world we have completely wrong. Like, I cannot picture Russia as anything other than a like snowy, blustering Siberian wasteland.
And in Stranger Things, it's literally that. Like, it is a Siberian wasteland.
Yeah. And it, like, so he put in the article like a picture that looks like it's of Central Park. And it's like, no, actually, that's Moscow. Moscow and New York are basically similar climates.
Yeah, that image is crazy because I feel like the first time I ever saw like a humanized Russia was when I watched, what was that chess show on Netflix that was really big?
Queen's Gambit?
Queen's Gambit, yeah. At the end, she goes and does a tournament in Russia. And then like at the end of the tournament, she like goes and she does like plays chess with some elderly men in the park for fun. And I was like, whoa, wait, Russia the isn't fuck a Siberian is
Did she walk to Italy? Well, this can't be right. She's outside and not in a fur hat. Pyramids of Giza are not at an abandoned location in the desert. They are like actually right next to a very busy part of Egypt, like a very busy city. There's a KFC within eyesight of the Pyramids of Giza. Mexico is not exclusively yellow, it turns out. Brian pointed out that was also something David pointed out and David Bell pointed out in his Cracked article. I feel like Mexico exclusively appears in movies as dusty and yellow, and like everything is like, you know, that mud hut type.
Yeah, stuck in like 18 whatever.
Yeah, and it has like a burgeoning tech sector, and I think have a tendency, we want to lump other parts of the world into like desert planet, ocean planet, ice planet categories the way we do in our sci-fi movies. Like, we only have the ability to, you know, hold one image in our mind, but that probably also helps people in the US maintain our like very dismissive view of the rest of the world. So probably not great. Probably not the best strategy. So try harder movies, I guess. Be more like the Queen's Gambit. How many times do I have to tell you? All right. Well, Becca, such a pleasure having you. And thank you again for guiding us through this week's trends. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
You can find me and follow me at Becks, B-E-C-C-S, Ramos, on everything.
All right. You can find me on Twitter only at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. And that's going to do it for us for this week. Another one in the books. Nailed it. Woo. Swish. Back next week with the whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.